Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me how you do me like you do. Got you all my mind. I'ma be right here waiting for you. Call my phone, you get all of my time.
Any day, any night, any time, you get my love. Anything that you want, give it all, coming right up.
Boy, got what you want, what you need, maybe more. And I swear that you are everything.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know where the time's going, but I'm doing what I can for the time that I have.
Let me tell you.
How are you?
I'm good, but all I know is July rain like it had warrants, and August is moving like it got to take a shit. So I don't know what the hell is going on, why everything is moving at such an accelerated rate, but okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, so the kids, like, school coming back already. Yeah, I'm like,
right.
My kids start school the 31st.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So our last one
right
starts
there
on the 6th.
Yeah. My daughter, like, don't remind me. But, hey.
Well, mine is chilling with his mom. He's spending his last couple weeks of freedom with his mother. And he's enjoying himself and having fun and because when he gets back here, he's going to have a couple of days to get himself together, and then we're getting in school mode. 10th grade. 3 more years of this shit, Queen. 3 more years.
I got my last two, 9th grader, 11th grader. So,
Okay.
Still got a little bit of time left with this ninth grader. And they just in everything. You know, they want to play sports. They join all type of clubs. And so, I mean, I love it. I mean, the advocate for doing different things and experience different things, love it. But the mom that has to pay for the stuff and take it, drop them off, is just, you know, that's a different story. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as always, found this last week we're going to prepare for this, and you know, but they got most of their stuff. That's what I can say. I don't wait till the last minute for that, because I refuse to be fighting people for the last pair of sneakers or a notebook or get that out the way.
Yeah, that's why I love my son's school, because they pretty much send us. They send me everything he needs. I'm literally waiting for a UPS tracking, and then I'm going to get like four big-ass boxes. And he's taking 3D printing this year, digital arts. He's taking his driver's education courses. He got some digital stuff, and then he got algebra and the normal shit. But it's like I'm going to get a whole box of stuff and personal finances courses I got him taking this year. So, oh, yeah, and I'm keeping a lot of that material. You know?
Yeah.
You should see all the goodies that he got last year that I was able to keep.
Oh, that's I mean, that's good. I like schools like that. That is very diverse in their learning and stuff. That's why I like my kids' school, too, because they get to do a lot of different things like the average school doesn't get to do.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, back to school is upon us. Back to school is upon us. All right, so what we got cooking today? What we doing? This is a special Tuesday edition.
Okay. So today we're going to talk relationships. We are going to discuss and address dating, courtships, overall healthy relationships, and much more. Don't forget, you guys can join the conversation. All questions are welcome by calling 515-605-9823. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Or you can interact with us on the Queen Wild Reality Talk page or the Reality Talk Network group that we have on Facebook. Both are on Facebook. So if you're not already following or haven't joined, feel free to do so. Invite people. Ready when you are.
Yes, it's, you know, it's a conversation about relationships and the dating, the I don't know about you, but I am getting swamped with so many friends, family, associates who are just having some very, very tough times going through the process of finding a good significant other. You tell me what you're hearing, but this is what I'm hearing. One, it's hard to find a man. Two, it's hard to find a good man. Then when they get one, oh, he's not doing this, oh, he's not doing that. Then you got the next tier. I hate it here. I can't wait to leave his ass. And then the next toxic, this is where you get the toxic shit. I'm fucking this homie, or I'm fucking the dude at my job, or I'm fucking somebody else. Because he don't please me, he don't pay me attention, he don't take me out, he don't do this. He don't. And then you got that nigga broke my heart, that nigga hurt me, and I'm hurt, and I don't know what to do, and it's all over the place. And my empath side of me feels for these people. Then my logic side of me going, man, if you don't go find you some business to get involved in, go do something constructive with yourself. It is your money
right? Yeah.
You know me.
You know.
Go find some business.
Right. I think I have. The thing is, when it comes to relationships, for one, people have to truly know what they actually want before they go looking for someone else. You know, and they need to base their relationship on their wants and needs and what they're willing to do or what they can offer that relationship. A lot of times people expect things from people that they're not willing or able to give. And I'm a firm believer of don't have expectations, you know, for someone else that you can't uphold yourself. They come with this long list of things that they want that other person to be able to do. And they can't even do it. You know, you got to be have an equal playing field here. You can't just, any priorities might be, you know, all mixed up. They're getting people that's on two different levels, you know, a different level from them, whether it's up or down. People just don't have, people are not willing to do the groundwork and build the foundation. They want everything. They want the relationship already built, you know, all the kinks and stuff out. They're not trying to learn that person, you know, or willing to teach that person about them. They're skipping all the steps. You know, they're looking at other people's relationships on.
Yes. So
some people don't have a problem in their relationship until they see somebody else getting something in a relationship, and now they're comparing it. Just like,
oh,
you can't compare your life or your progress or, you know, or where you at with somebody else. You can't do the same thing applies for the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the time and energy and focus on what you got.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And I think the comparison is that I don't know what it is about that, but it makes me want to punch some fucking body. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing anybody to anybody. That is lazy. Whataboutism is a curse on the black community. Whataboutism is a curse. That is a Euro-American social construct. It is the laziest form of thinking that I can come up with. Instead of addressing the shit that's on the table, you're looking across the restaurant at another fucking table. Then you want to come back to this table and tell me about no, don't do that. You know, don't do that. It's deal with what's in front of you. Because when you're all over the place and you're worrying about how good somebody else got it or even how bad somebody else got it, you're taking the eye off the most important thing in your life, and that's you.
Right.
Gotta focus on your business.
Exactly. And that's what people clearly forgot somewhere down the line how to do. So mind their business, focus on their business, and stay out of other people's business. But, I mean, and the wrong people are mainly looked up to as quote-unquote relationship goals. They got the wrong people telling males what it is to be a man, and the wrong people telling women or females what it is to be a woman.
And I think that plays a part too. Because let's dial it back. Let's take a couple steps back. Before we can talk about the dating and the relationships or even courtships, we got to go back to the actual pool of what's out there. I feel sorry for any good woman that is single, preferably black, I don't give a fuck about the rest, and Latino, I care about them too. if you're a black or brown woman who's single and is a good person, has a good heart, and you are out here trying to find someone that could, one, be compatible, elevate you, or even you could just feel good having in your life, I'm sorry for you. Because the factors that are, I'm sorry for stuttering, but this is so important to me because there's so many people in my life that I'm friends with who are suffering right now. There is so much toxicity and butthurtness in emotionally damaged people out here, men and women. But I believe in ladies first, so I'm addressing the women first. There's so many of women out here who can't get a good man because either one, there's too many fuckboys out here. Two, you got the old heads who ain't necessarily fuckboys, but they on some dumb shit, like they're young. And they're conditioned to having their way. The other side of it is you guys are competing with this new energy of woman out here. I'm talking about that old school, classic, good, decent, high moral value, high energy woman. Y'all have to compete with the new energy out here.
Mm-hmm.
You got chicks out here fucking for Danny Watts, four wings, fried rice, and vegetables. You got chicks fucking for smoke, for gas. You got chicks fucking because they're bored. You got chicks fucking just for the sake of fucking because they ain't got nothing else to do. How do you expect to keep doing the things you're doing, moving the way you move, hanging out with the same people, the same places you're hanging out, and you keep getting the same bullshit? You have to start with self. You got to elevate yourself and everything around you elevate. And it be the ones who talking about manifestations. You little earthy chicks. Y'all be the main ones. I manifested. Oh, it's my time. Fuck out of here. Because you still running around the same bottom feeding people. You still running around the low vibrational people. You still into vibrational bullshit. Low vibrational bullshit. You have to elevate yourself. You got to know yourself. Because guess what? When you, all that energy you put in to fucking around and playing around for you to find out, you could have been putting into you. Because when you put into you, a better you emerges out of that cocoon. You ain't a caterpillar no more. Because guess what? A caterpillar can only go so far. A butterfly can go further distances. More people see a fucking butterfly flying than a fucking caterpillar crawl, right or wrong. So I can say it till I'm blue in the face in here, but y'all have, at some point, when are you going to stop banging your head against the wall? Like, it's going to kill y'all to sit still and focus on you, heal you, do you, put more blessings on your table by working on something that's going to be beneficial to you. Because when you vibrate higher, a better man, a better quality man will see you differently. It ain't going to be that same old type of goofy-ass dude. It's going to be a different kind of dude with something that can level you the fuck up or at least meet you halfway. I'm sorry, Queen. I had to get that. I had to get my shit off.
No, that's true. And also people need to be held accountable. And then as much as people hold others accountable, which you should always hold someone else accountable, we have to hold ourselves accountable too. You know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, are we stern and clear on what we want? Are we settling? You know, are we ready for what we're asking for? You know, are we doing what we supposed to do to get to the level, to get what we, you know, what we want or what we need? And so that's a big thing, too. You know, when we first started talking about this in the beginning, you know, it's the he, instead of me and he. What is he doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Don't get me wrong. That's not what every case. It's not in every situation both people are doing something wrong. It you know, sometimes it can be one person that's doing it wrong. But we also have to take accountability. What are we accepting? What are we allowing? What are we forgiving that we shouldn't be forgiving? You know, and that's male and females. You know, you ever look at it, and also the people around us. Stop amping up your homegirl or amping up your homeboy to act in a certain way. That's not becoming. Everybody wants they get, they look back, need some type of revenge. Sometimes closure is that door closes behind them. You don't have to contact them and figure out why, who, when. As much as we may want to know, but do you really want to know? And if that person is a lying and cheat, who's to say the answers that you're getting is going to be the truth? You know, so we just got to, and we have to stop allowing and putting ourselves through things that we don't have to. Because when you continuously let someone do certain things to you, it damages you. So when the right person come along, are you going to be what that person needs? Because you're so damaged. Because when someone is damaged or hurt or going through something, they aren't the same person that they was. So you could be this great woman or this great man, but if you're carrying around this hurt and you're carrying around, you know, this anger and stuff, then you're going to respond different. You want to have a guard up. You know, you're not going to be as open and inviting as you once was before that person came. It's not, people need to stop, you know, when a girl gets cheated on, she want to know what she did wrong. You could have very well did nothing wrong. You could have did everything you were supposed to do as a good woman. Sometimes when somebody is cheating and lying and doing all the extra stuff, it could be very well only solely to do with who they are, what type of person they are. So, yeah, we can ask ourselves those questions, but we don't go making shit up. Don't start turning yourself into this bad person that you're not because that person did you wrong.
Facts.
Because that person don't want to take accountability and they want to play the blame game because it's like they're having that conversation with you at that moment when they're making excuses to avoid accountability. They should have been having that conversation with you before it got to that point. Because when you're in your relationship anyway, you're supposed to be able to notice when something has changed because you're studying, you're paying attention to your mate. You know, you guys have a routine, y'all have patterns, y'all have a certain way that y'all interact with each other, you know, how you show each other you care, what time you spend. So when things change, you're supposed to notice it and be able to confront it and have that conversation. Now, then how y'all communicate, mm-hmm. That's a whole nother story now.
Oh, because man,
every
you get that.
Time someone, right, as it was in my hand coming out my mouth, I'm like, that's a whole nother topic right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I said something that made you say, oh, okay, you got something to say about that. So I'm going to let you get to that before we move to the communication part of it, since that will be switching the whole subject.
Yeah, you just touched on so many triggers for me that I done forgot what the hell. That was three triggers ago. That trigger moving, boy, like a shootout. It's just that 10, 15 years ago, I'm old enough to remember the men, all men are dogs and the niggas ain't shit line. All right, men is the enemy. I remember once upon a time where when I was old enough to understand what women were talking about and I was old enough to hang around enough men to where I, if I got 25 male friends and I gathered them all together and I know how they move, I can go, okay, more than half ain't shit. And, you know, if it's 25 of y'all, 17 of you ain't shit, and five of the, of what's left is on their way to not be shit. They're going to follow the rest of the crowd. That was then. There is this new breed of chick that's just determined to outdo men. So I didn't kick the dudes back in later that I kick y'all tits in. I'm going to put my boot on nipples right now. Some of you have woke up one day and decided that you want to out nigga niggas. I don't know if it's that Steve Harvey think like a man bullshit, but look where it got us. Now, as a man, I'm okay with taking some responsibility for that because it's the man's job to lead his community, his family, his relationships or whatever, and we fall short. That's me included. But we have fallen so short that the women are just out of fucking pocket. Out of fucking pocket, some of these goddamn stories that I'm hearing. From the women and from the men who are getting hurt by women. Because there's this new toxicity where women are going, I've been done dirty so long, fuck it. I'm gonna do these dudes like they do me. Which is never the fucking answer, because all you're doing is increasing your body count and stretching your pussy out of shape. But I'm going to let you get that apple cider vinegar and snap it back, because hopefully you'll wake up out of that retarded thinking and try to get some sense of self and get back on track to get yourself a good man who's going to love the shit out you, treat you right, and y'all can go jump a fucking broom somewhere and build a family. But y'all cannot be like us. Y'all mamas told y'all that niggas ain't shit, and then what do y'all do? By the time y'all in y'all 20s, 30s, and 40s, talking about niggas ain't shit, so I'ma do like they do. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because let me tell you something. When the woman falls, the nation falls. Y'all the backbone of the family. You're our first teacher. So when the first teacher that a child has, the spiritual leader, the guidance of the family, the moral compass of the family, when she goes sour and she's out there on fuck shit, there goes the community. Y'all don't have the option. It's not fair. I told a very close friend of mine who said, I'm tired of being a mom. And I said, unfortunately, yes, you have a right to be tired, but you can't quit. You can't check out. Because when you check out, what the fuck is going to happen to them kids? Y'all have the burden, and it's not fair. Y'all shouldn't have to do it alone. But some of you have no choice because the man ain't there. So y'all raising kids by yourselves, y'all trying to hold down a job, y'all trying to pay all the bills, and you're trying to find a significant other. It's a lot of pressure, and some of you are crumbling under that fucking pressure. So y'all need to toughen up, switch it up, do something different. If you are complaining about money, if you complain about a job, if you have complaints that you have the time, intelligence, and skill, and drive to go fix, and you complain about being bored, and you complain about not having a man, you already got the game fucked up. Because if you ain't got no job, if you struggling, if you got all this going on, what kind of man do you think you're attracting to you? There's somebody right now without a fucking job that's listening to this fucking show, and all they ever do is complain about a fucking man. How he either did her dirty or she ain't got one. Go through the calendar. It's either I got a man, don't got a man, I want a man. It's either one of them three things. You're worrying about the wrong shit. Y'all worrying about the wrong shit. Level up, and you ain't going to have to worry about a man because you want to beat him off with a fucking stick. But you level your mind up, and everything else will fall in place. I'm sorry for preaching, Queen.
Well, I mean, and it's called priorities, you know. Sometimes you got to take a step back from everything else and focus on you and get yourself together. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. So when it is time to get in that relationship, you're not going to have to settle. You don't have to worry about who's approaching you. Because certain people not even going, if they're not on a certain level, they're not even going to want to approach you. They don't want to get this. They don't want their feelings hurt. So that's when you take a step, worry about you. Because, look, if you're not together and you get into a relationship, you never want to get into a relationship where you have to depend on someone. That gives people too much power. They give you, if you give the wrong man too much power, he going to feel like he could treat you however he want to treat you because he see he can get away with it because you need him because he got money. Or people are insecure. You know, you don't give anybody that much power. You know, and it's something else out there too. Y'all giving some women so much power and, you know, like you said, they dogging y'all out because they already feel like they're above y'all. They already feel like you should be, you should be lucky to have them. So since they have to settle for you, you should be happy, appreciative, and just deal with it. You know, you teach people how to love you, how to interact with you, what you are about, what you're standing for, what you're not going to put up with. And y'all not giving no consequences when these people do something wrong. There's no consequences. I ain't talking about the little song and dance speech that you done heard a million one times every time a person mess up about what they going to do different this time, how sorry they is, you know, how bad they feel. Well, I'm not talking about that because they is already pre-rehearsed. You know. But it's no consequences. You know, it's no separation. It's no, and sometimes you got to give ultimatums. But you also need to pick a mate that, first of all, had that conversation in the beginning when y'all dating. What y'all okay with, what y'all not okay with. You ain't got to go all in and talk about every last little thing that happened in your previous relationship. But if it's something that happened that ended your last relationship, that person should be aware of it. Why? Because they should know not to try it because it's like, okay, this is what was done. And I wasn't beat and I left. You know, it's just that. You both have conversations about, you know, upbringings, you know, because past traumas play a part into why certain people's relationships aren't working. You have to have conversations and know about likes, dislikes, what people are into, what they're not into, especially when you into some when you're into some stuff, you know, sexually, is, you know, because we're all on borrowed time, and if we're going to be here on this earth, we need to be happy and healthy and thriving, you know.
And
you're supposed to do your part to make sure that's the path you're on and that's what's happening. So when you come across somebody that has the same mind frame and thinking as you do, that is what is going to help and allow for that to happen. You know, y'all have to talk religion. Y'all have to talk about goals, what both you guys are looking for. Do not be getting with somebody that's looking to have a good time and you looking for marriage and you thinking one day you're going to change their mind.
That part.
So don't be saying you want kids, he don't want no kids, or vice versa. And now, later down the line, you thinking, oh, that's going to change. You need to stop ignoring red flags. I don't care if it's orange or yellow. Stop ignoring the signs that somebody's not for you, or that somebody's not going to change, or nobody is, that person is not going to elevate. Because some people, that's, I've been there before. No matter how good I'm doing in life, I'm never content. I always want to do more. I want to do more. I want to accomplish more. I want to earn more money. I want to get into new things. I want to experience new things. But when you're with somebody that's content, and they can just have the bare minimum, and they are content where their life is, they are not for you. And once this person talk about the things that they want to do, and it's time to do it, and they're not doing it, you got to be honest and be like, oh, And I had to tell them, like, oh, you're not for me. Because eventually, you doing so much, it's going to be a problem. It's going to go to you doing too much, you're too busy, or whatever other thing it is going to be a problem with what you're doing with yourself. Because one of two things going to happen. That person is going to drag you down to their level, or they're going to be forced to elevate to get to the level in which you are. And some people, if it ain't in them, it's not in them. And I'm all for somebody building up their mate, you know, and being supportive. But it has to be realistic, and it has to be doable. Because no matter how much you want that person to do better, if that person not going to put in that work, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not at all. So it's going to be an excuse.
It's got to get back to rational thinking and critical thinking, because loneliness is the gift and the curse. Some of my most defining moments for myself was during solitude, when I completely boxed myself off from everybody, and I knew I had to rebuild me. Because I was falling the fuck apart mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, if you master time, you can be fucking unstoppable. And everybody doesn't have it in them. And I never thought I would hear myself say it, because I was one of those believers. It's in everybody. You just gotta want it. No. Some motherfuckers have no drive. It's I want. And I've had everybody telling me the universe will bring it. I prayed to God. I'm manifesting it. And they ain't doing shit for themselves. A month go by, another month go by. All that manifesting, when's it coming? When the train comes? When the manifestation train comes? I've been manifesting since fucking 92. Since I stopped being Tyrone Barr and I start being Lord High Count. That's when I start manifesting. And every time Hakim fell, he reinvented himself and he came back a different motherfucker. A wiser motherfucker. This right now, this version of me who has health issues and have all this other stuff, this is the wisest I've ever fucking been. I wish I can go back and talk to my four other lives and tell them all the goofy shit they about to make, all the bad decisions they about to make. And they were all wise. But this version of me is the wisest, because this is the version of me that had to fall the hardest and look at myself inside and out about how I failed in relationships, friendships, and our little manhood struggles that we individually have. I had to look at all that shit. I had to do the knowledge to it. And I had to recognize that, okay, you were a problem in certain areas that's caused you pain. So you know that. Fix that. Don't go be toxic. Don't have flaws and then bring it to somebody's table just so you can sell again. You know how hard that shit is? Because we're Americans, and Americans are addicted to want and take. It's a Eurocentric thought device. We want something, we take it, or we go get it. There's things that I want that I know I don't deserve right now. And if I get it, I'm going to fumble it because I know I'm not ready. And I want to fuck it up. And it's costing me. It's costing me more ways than I can explain on this airwaves. But if you truly give a fuck about yourself and the people you're trying to bring into your world, you have to do that kind of knowledge to your existence. As a mother, as a father, as a friend, as a sister, as a brother, no matter what role you play, you got to get your shit together. Because I tried the half-ass thing. Jump in a relationship, and I'm running 17 businesses to speak and working a full-time job. You lose your woman because you're busy. Ambitious, hustler, but you lose a mate. And then you got to sit there and watch people that you love move on and that kind of shit. It's like everybody has a point, a fixed point in their reality where they have to stop and they have to go, let me think 5 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. A lot of y'all out here, y'all playing fucking checkers when you should be playing chess. Y'all hopping your little hot asses around, men and women, instead of moving and thinking 2 steps ahead. If I go here, how is that going to benefit my life? How is this doing anything for long term? Short term, yeah, I'm going to have fucking fun, but what about progression? What about evolution? What about leveling the fuck up? Nobody wants to level up anymore. Everybody wants shit to be like microwave popcorn. 2 minutes and it's done. I got what I want. Let me go be happy. No, the world don't work that way. COVID taught you that shit. And y'all still ain't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all still ain't get it. And tell me when I'm lying. Call up here, send a message, tell me when I'm lying. Tell me how the shit you've been doing for the last year or two, how it's working for you. Right? If you have to change you, you have to change how you think, how you perceive things. You can't manifest without action. One of the greatest phrases that I learned a long time in West Philadelphia High is dreams without action is a nightmare. Action without vision is a daydream. You have to fucking build you the fuck up. You ain't going to get no good man when you ain't moving good and doing good for you. You ain't going to get no good woman when you out here not moving good and doing good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Everybody want a good mate, and so it's time for them to be a good mate.
And some of them can be. But when you can get a good mate, that's the other side of it. We don't get talked about enough. There are good people out here who deserve a good person, but they're still not ready. They don't do shit for themselves. They do shit for every motherfucker, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They loaning out money. They fucking watching people's kids. They doing everything. But when a tragedy or a crisis happens in their lives, they fall apart because their resources ain't there. Well, how come you can't cover this? Oh, man, I loaned somebody such and such, or I had to go. I couldn't go do this because I had to drive such and such. Yo, sit the fuck still for a minute. All that energy you putting into friends, family, and associates, put that shit into you. Because everything starts with you. if everybody stopped what the fuck they were doing right now and said, what can I do between today and tomorrow to set a path to make me a better me, you give it a month, 6 months, and I bet you your fucking life be different. That guy that you interested in that you don't think is interested in you, he's going to be in your face. That chick that you think that you ain't ready for, you're going to get ready and she's going to be yours if she's free. People see light.
Mm-hmm.
People see light. People see energy. The problem is half of them are too busy moving around to pay attention to what the fuck they're looking at. And some of y'all want light or want to be seen or want to be loved so fucking bad that y'all out here jumping out of fucking windows doing dumb shit. And then I got to be the fucking asshole to tell you that that ain't smart. That ain't smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gotta be the asshole. Don't do it. I ain't no hater. If it's something that I know that's going to hurt you in a month or you wasting your time, I'm going to tell you. You know you're wasting your time, right? Okay. I speak from experience. I speak from doing the goofy shit that dudes did. And have a whole bunch of friends who are doing it every fucking day, and I'm the one telling them, y'all niggas sucks. So y'all
but
go
you
ahead.
Know, that's the problem. But you know, that's the problem, too. The second somebody tells somebody about themselves, they're going to make you think somebody hates on them.
Well, I'm blessed and I'm fortunate with that to the point where no one, at least they don't say it to me. Because I try to be a good, decent friend to everybody. I'm going to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a how can I help kind of friend. But when you are moving in a certain way that I know is going to bring back bad karma and you're going to end up on your ass when this is done, I'm going to be that one. Because I want friends who's going to tell me when I'm fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. I believe in my brother's keeper. And we don't have enough black men telling other black men, yo, chill. You know what I mean? We need more of that. If we had more of that, we'll have less of the fuckery that we see on our news and in our communities.
Right.
You know what I mean? We gotta love each other. We can't be running around loving everybody else or looking for love and shit. We don't love ourselves. And a lot of you don't love yourself enough. You love yourself, you're going to pull a bullet, eat a bullet. But you don't love yourself enough to say, let me stop. And
yeah.
Let me put some shit into me.
Depending on other people to make you happy, you're never going to truly be
happy.
Man,
years and years of counseling. I've had to
giving people too much power.
Yup. You can literally be as addicted to people as you are to any drug out there on the market. When you have emotional issues, I'll say, you can be addicted to people. I have done it too many times to count. I'm addicted to friendships. I'm addicted to businesses. I'm addicted to something where I'm going 110 miles an hour until I hit a fucking wall. And then I'm down for 6 months. Look how the world works. Yep, like DMX said, when you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I'm going to make that shit hurt. you gotta take stock in how you move. Because there's too many good people with good intentions and a good heart navigating bad spaces and bad energies. Right? It's that, it's just your little red riding hood with a fucking red hood walking through the forest. You stand out. Of course the wolf gonna chase you. You stand out. So how about this? Remove yourself out of the woods and be what like energy. I can't find it. Okay, sit still. It'll come to you. Go find a fucking hobby. Go take a class. Go get a second job so you can buy that first house that you want. Go do something that benefits you. Because when you do that, you shine brighter and a better fucking person is going to come.
Yeah,
it ain't hard.
You know what? Yeah, and people have to just realize, just like when a person has the superpower, they can even be the villain or they can be the superhero. So when you're giving somebody that much power, you never know which way they're going to go with it. We can't always, you have to let people earn things. You know, let them earn your trust. You know, earn your love. Respect, like these things, let people earn it. Just like when people have a job and they earn that paycheck, they're a little more careful with their money, opposed to somebody just giving it to them. They don't know what it is to work for it. So as soon as they get it, it's gone. So you just have to look at your time, you know, your energy. You have to be careful who you give access to it. You should be accessible to everybody. You have to set boundaries. You have to use your voice. You know?
Yep.
It's like if you have a vase. If you keep pouring out of that vase into somebody else and nobody, that person is important into you, you're going to be empty. And when you empty, you're not even good to yourself.
I agree.
So have people in your life that's going to pour into you as much as you're going to pour into them. And take them self-care days. With all about you and your wants and your needs. So you can refresh, regroup, you know, so you can prepare for whatever your next task is. We have to take time for ourselves.
Because
just know, I know from experience, you will run yourself so rugged, so set, to the point where it's time for you to do something for you, you don't got the energy for it. Because you're doing everything for everybody else. Who's your backup?
All right, I got
if you're everybody else's, you got a question?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Okay. If you're everybody's backup plan and go-to, who do you go to when you're in need? Just think about that. What's the question?
All right, the first one is from Kimmy Coco. Shout out to Kimmy out there in Marcus Hope. And she is saying, okay, y'all, just got out of a bad relationship about 4 months ago. It was tough. I've been hurting, been sad, been down, but I'm ready to get back out there. When, in your opinion, is it a good time to start dating again?
I don't think it's a particular time frame. The one thing I always say about any situation is people can lie to anybody else they want to, but they can't lie to themselves. So if you have to really know when you're ready, but you also need to see what went wrong in that relationship. You know, was it some red flags you chose to ignore? You know, what was right about that relationship that you loved and what was in that relationship that you didn't like, you know, because sometimes people fall for the representative, you know, that person come into something showing all the good things about them. And then as time comes, that's when you start, or situations, that's when you start seeing that real side of them. So you have to have conversations. Remember, take it slow. Don't rush into anything. Ask the questions you want to know. Because some people will not tell you certain things, which is a red flag in itself, unless you flat out ask them. If you want to know something particular, you need to ask. Because sometimes we don't ask those questions. And that person can't be open and honest with you. They're not for you. Nobody wanna, you know, feel like they pulling teeth to get to know somebody or for somebody to be truthful or honest with them. And you have to know exactly what you're looking for. Well, not what you're looking for. You have to know exactly what you need. Not just your wants, not the superficial things. What you need, mind, body, and soul. What you need, what moves you. You know, the, you know, the things that's going to fill you, you know, to be with that person. But you got to take it, take it slow. Don't rush into it because sometimes people date because they don't want to be alone. They got so used to having somebody and being with somebody that it's just weird and different for them to be by themselves. So, you got to heal. Make sure you're healed so you won't be bringing that old crap or whatever he did to you into something new.
Stole my thunder. That's my Kim, girl. You already know my answer. I don't know why you even wrote up here. I guess you want to get cussed out on air. But you don't move until you no longer have that sting, have that pain of the past relationship on you. The stench, the funk, the stink. Right? It's, look at it this way. You want some eggs and bacon, right, Queen? You ain't gonna go grab the pot with last night's debris on it. The dishes you ain't do. You gonna grab dirty dishes and make them eggs and bacon on it.
Right.
You clean the fucking pots and the pits and the pans and the if you still walking around with the stink of the last motherfucker on you and you trying to start something with a new motherfucker, guess who's the new stinky person in the room now? It is it's a dishonesty. And a lot of you women have been doing that shit. Y'all hopping from dude to dude to dude to dude and complaining about if you can't find the right dude. Guess what? You are attracting toxicity because you haven't went and got the proper healing. You didn't do the shadow work. So you carrying around baggage on. You eating good clean food and dirty ass dishes. So stop and get your shit together. So, Kenny, when you ain't thinking about that motherfucker no more and it don't bother you, when you do think about him and it don't hurt, you good. That's when you ready. When you ain't hurting no more. All right, Queen. Got less than 90 seconds.
Wow. That was fast. I want to thank everybody for listening. Always appreciate it. We'll be back Thursday for part two. Shout outs real quick, Kaka.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Al Bills for having his album, The Listening Party, over the weekend. It was a success. Congrats to him. He'll be on the show soon before his album drops. Hopefully. Shout out to Keyshana K. Shout out for letting us use her song today. And shout out to all the listeners. Y'all know who y'all are. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to NAF with the questions. And
Yes. So that concludes our time for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.